Pastor Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. Project Hood is what, Pastor?
Helping others obtain destiny.
You are looking to build an opportunity center on the south side. The address will be what?
6615 South King Drive.
So right where the Dan Ryan splits off left, it goes to the Skyway or continues south. When you're on the roof where you've been, you can see that.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, you can see it all. You can see the Dan Ryan. You can see the split for the tollway. We're right there at that junction on the south side of Chicago, or where a lot of action takes place.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you have a lot of people transient, but you also have a lot of people who live there. A lot of, you know, the neighborhood was noted in 2014 as being the most dangerous neighborhood in all of Chicago. We've changed that since then, thankfully. But you still have a lot of activity as far as people who are participating sometimes in things that they should not.
And a lot of times I think community centers, we have the idea of let's get the kids off the street, let them shoot baskets or swim or whatever. But it's more a distraction from the life that is on the other side of the wall. You're actually going to try and change these lives
yeah.
on the other side of the wall.
Absolutely. You know, those things are important. We want to have sports activities, and they're always important to people's social growth. But it's also important that we have development programs where we work on entrepreneurship. We have trauma counseling. We have a bank that's going to be there. We're real excited about Ed Wehmer and Wintrust Bank is going to be at the facility as well. We have urgent health care so that we can help people get quick emergency assistance if they need it medically. There's a lot of things. We have some restaurants that are going to be there, which is, you know, very much needed in our neighborhood. There's going to be a lot of things in that center that's going to enhance the lives of people.
You'll have a Subway or a McDonald's or something like that?
So we're going to have an Oberweis ice cream, a Wood Grain pizza, and the burger joint. And we are really, really, really working on a Chick-fil-A. We haven't landed it yet, but we're working on it.
Well, if you want to get people to come in, get yourself a Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. A Chick-fil-A on the south side, it'll do miracles. And you know, the thing about it, it'll provide a lot of jobs. Those three restaurants alone, even without the Chick-fil-A, are going to provide lots of jobs for lots of young people to learn some skills that they may not have had an opportunity. And that's what it's all about, getting them skills.
Have you had an Oberweis milkshake before?
I have had an Oberweis milkshake, and I love the milkshakes, the banana milkshake, and sometimes the banana strawberry milkshake. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm trying to stay away from all of that right now. But
you put on a couple pounds on the rooftop?
I put on some pounds.
Well,
I need to get them off now.
You're living on a rooftop for a year.
So Saturday will be my last day on the roof, and I'll come down Saturday morning, and I won't have to ever go back up on a roof, hopefully, again. And I can then start a nice health program, getting my weight down.
By the way, you already have three programs at Project Hood. What do they do?
So we have a trauma counseling program. We have a violence prevention program. We have construction cohorts where we teach people the trades. We have so many programs. We also have an electrical cohort as well. We have a mentoring program. We have an after-school program. We have a lot of programs.
Three of them were featured at the gala, though, that we
did. The three that were featured at the gala would have been the construction program, where we take individuals and get them out of the streets and teach them a trade. That's probably right now our biggest program that's doing a super job.
And there were contractors at that event who hire these young men.
Absolutely. So we had contractors like Manhattan Mechanical who spoke at the event about hiring individuals from our program. We've been really thankful to a lot of businesses in Chicago, construction businesses who have been hiring our students.
There's a lot of them at your event. And these are kids on the south side in the Woodlawn neighborhood, Englewood neighborhood?
Yeah, Englewood, Woodlawn neighborhood. Those individuals who are coming out of those neighborhoods, getting the training that they need, and then getting the job that they need.
So you're providing some of these services now, but this community center, this opportunity center that's going to do all the things you've been talking about, and then some, the restaurants, the banking,
yes,
the mentoring, the urgent care, the square footage of that is?
89,000 square feet of pure joy and celebration. It's going to have all the things that we believe are necessary to help transform a community.
What You're breaking ground on that on Saturday, right?
Absolutely. We're breaking ground on Saturday. A lot of people said it couldn't be done, it wouldn't be done, but we're excited that on Saturday at 11 o'clock, and we're inviting all of the listeners on John's show who have been so helpful to us, please come out. We're going to have a harvest fest all day. Rick Doring from out in Barrington, Doring Landscape, is right now bringing hay and pumpkins, and we're going to have an exciting time. We got the streets cut off. We're going to have food trucks. It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a big celebration.
What's the address on this again?
6620 South King Drive. 6620 South King Drive.
So your goal was $35
million. Yeah.
Where are you?
Our goal is $35 million, and we're now at $20 million. So even though I'm going to be off the roof, we still are going to work hard to raise the $15 million so that we don't have a lot of debt, so that we can do all the programs that we want to do without any debt. So I'm going to continue working hard to raise this $15 million that's left.
But you've got enough money to actually begin construction?
Yeah, you know, we debated a lot. Even you and I had talked about, do you go ahead and start and continue to raise funds? And personally, I wanted to wait. We had all the money, but our board and our team, everybody else was like, no, we need to go ahead and break ground to show people that we're serious about doing it. And then we're just going to raise the rest of the money. So I'm taking everybody's advice, including yours. And I'm going to go forward and just believe without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to raise the rest of the funds. I believe that.
$15 million is a lot of money. And yet for some people, it is not. And what is it? Ken Griffin gave you $5 million?
Yeah, Ken Griffin gave us $5 million, and he's going to be over our gala next year, so we're looking forward to that. We don't know where it's going to be yet, but he did give us $5 million, and we're very appreciative.
How much money did you raise at that gala at Union Station?
So we raised about a little shy over $1.1 million.
That auction was amazing.
Yeah. We sold like 60 Mexico trips.
Somehow or another, you got Mexico trips, and people just started to, the hands just started going up.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you guys did a really clever thing, I thought. The auctioneer, whose card I have, I should give him a shout out here, but he said, okay, everybody who hasn't held up their number yet, they all sort of held up their numbers, and each... And they would take your number, mm-hmm. and you would be charged $100.
Yeah.
And then they would put it in a pile, and they would pull out from the pile,
yes.
and one of those people got a Mexico trip.
Absolutely, yeah.
So for $100, you were in like a little mini raffle.
Exactly.
And the odds were pretty good because there was, you know, maybe 40 or 50 people still who hadn't donated, so you had a 1 in 50 chance of getting a trip from Mexico for $100.
Yeah,
That was a good idea.
A great idea.
You were just raking in the hundreds there.
Yeah, a lot of people participated, and I'm looking forward to them hearing about the Mexico trips and see how they had fun, but yeah.
Are you going to go to one of the Mexico trips?
No, I'm not going to one of the Mexico trips. I'm gonna go somewhere, though, eventually, get a break, but not right now.
Yeah, you must be exhausted from the efforts that you put into this.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to explain to somebody. It's kind of hard to explain that, you know, you have joy because you're breaking ground, but it is still a stressful anxiety time. So we still have to raise $15 million. So it's bittersweet.
ProjectHood.org is Pastor Corey Brooks' website. ProjectHood.org is where you can make a donation, find out more. You can even see the blueprints, the sort of architectural schematics of what they're going to do, the layout. I have the Project Hood construction helmet.
That's right.
And the golden spade that you drop by. I cannot be there on Saturday, but I will honor and display my shovel and helmet, and you know we'll be here for
Absolutely.
You in any way we can, Corey.
Thanks as always, John. We appreciate you. That's why we brought you your, even though you can't be with us, we brought your stuff down here.
Well, I'm with you in spirit, if not in spade. And,
exactly.
So 11 o'clock Saturday?
11 o'clock Saturday it is.
What's the address again?
6620 South King Drive. Everybody is invited. Food trucks galore. You don't want to miss it. Free food. It's going to be a great event.
ProjectHood.org. Nice to see you, Pastor.
Thanks, John.